warbly.
It's my
Bob,
phone.
And you're warbly. Yeah, and you're warbly too.
Okay, yes. Okay, it seems to not be warbly.
Congratulations.
So, do you know why mine's warbly? Am I doing that to my own phone?
Yeah, you are. It's vibrational, Bob. Everything is. You're about to make a breakthrough. And so it all, you know, in, remember in Fringe when Walter would be right on the edge of the answer to everything, he'd go talk about jelly babies or petting Gene or about puffs or something crazy. He'd lose his thought train of thought right then and go want some sugar daddies or some sugar babies or whatever candy of the day is. He'd lose it in that spot right when he's reaching the epiphany.
Well, so he never made it? He never made the breakthroughs?
Well, the other Walter did, you know, and the other world did.
Okay, no, so I tend to be the fucked up Walter, not the other Walter, other Bob.
Not necessarily. We didn't say that. We said that's what you said. What's causing it? And said the tech body's trying to put every aversion in front of you, so you won't figure it out.
Okay, all right. So we're did we finish the point? The Ionauts. I could play what you said about them right then, an hour ago, the chat line. They're being stupid. I can play that for them.
They're not being stupid. They're not being stupid. We're just telling them exactly what the issues were.
Not their issues. You were saying their issues are not the issues.
These are. Yeah.
So are they all panicking because they see they don't, like Amy doesn't have her job or she does have her job?
Here's a quote. All will be fucked with if you do not enjoy you power. It is now or dot, dot, dot. And so Phil says, go linearly, do key 1 through 18, unless Ion offers you a specific pairing. Then just choose one of the 30 airs and trial and error. Allow a couple of days between each pairing to see what, if anything, happens, to make notes if it does. We're all acting like babies now, you cow, always knowing we love. So, Ion, how much did we humans help you expand over the years? Turn left, turn right, turn right, turn left, right. What is real tonight? And, of course, we said Israel tonight.
Right. So, Amy made a good point, and Phil had to add his two cents of nothing to it. Or was he right?
It doesn't matter. They're just typing, Kathy Griffin's in the hospital, suspected COVID-19, another asshole who raised her hand with Trump's bloody head against the president. That was Phil. And then finally, and then happy day, Diane and all, just drop in to see what condition my condition is in. That was Clear Lee. And then it's hard not to ask for you, Ian, for every dot, dot, dot of my life. I hope it is all the best to come. I am, who am I, and then Jermaine, Ion, this place has the same name and streets as the place in Staying, LOL. This is trippy fun.
In Spain?
Really,
Ion? Staying? In where?
Staying.
In where?
In Arizona.
It has something, where she is, has the same name as what?
The streets where she's staying.
The house has a name?
The streets have a name.
It's the same as what?
California.
The streets she was on in California?
The places that the streets in California are the same names of the streets in Arizona. And she says it's trippy fun.
In her area or the whole city?
She didn't say. You'd have to ask her.
So, are they numbered streets or now?
Well, you mentioned the avenue when we walked Tuesday, and they sent her products to the 35th Avenue instead of 35th Street, LOL.
Mm.
And she's picking it up now.
So they're not the same. There's a difference between street and avenue. That's what's
it's the same number.
Yeah, same numbers. Okay. All right.
But she's saying that it's tech body. She's saying it's tech body trying to keep her from her products that she requires. And she overcame it. The magic of this story is she overcame it. So they're bantering. They're being more excited, Bob, and they're on the chat because they have no other way. They have no other way out. You could do a show now. You can do a show every single night, and they'd show up every single night. They got nothing else to do. They got no job.
Right.
They got no money. They got no issues. They got no thing. They can't say, oh, I got to go to sleep. Oh, I got to get up. Oh, I got to go to work. We have to make a living. We're not like you. But, well, by God, they don't anymore. Now Bob's paying the bill. So Bob's paying it. So now set your ass down and shut the fuck up and engage. Better get, now you got time to come up with good questions. Yeah, you can read Gurdjieff and get smart. Wouldn't that be great?
Okay. I had some questions.
Oh, do you? Okay. We have an answer.
Yeah. Are there many people entering Maui through the fifth gate before it was closed down?
None. None. It's closed. Nobody's entering.
Yeah, now, 5 years ago, were there many people entering Maui through the fifth gate?
There were some holdovers. You were trying to get some extension. See, it was a broken way how that all got with Ed Seton. He fucked up everything. And so he left it open. He didn't even know what he was doing, but he left it open for all kinds of Vagisil-loving humans to come lay out in your world. So before you moved, you know when you moved from the good place to the perfect place? That's when
yes.
It shifted. Right then.
Well, what?
Right as you were getting rid of Matthew David Hurtado.
No. We bought the place in 2014. We moved here after 6 months in 2008.
I understand, but don't count you're in somebody else's house.
Right. So you're saying when we bought the place and acquired it, we got rid of Matthew too.
That's when it mattered. Up until then, it didn't matter because you could walk away with it and nobody matters. You can't do that now.
Right. So now Ed entered through the second gate, you said back then.
That's
true. Are you saying, did he leave the fifth gate open? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
And that allowed people like Matthew to enter our world? Not Maui, but our world?
No. That ridiculous Mary McLuhan, those ridiculous people, Peggy Mellon, it allowed mm-hmm. these people to get access to you. They don't need access to you.
Ed, he left the fifth gate open even though he never went through it.
Correct. That's where you were. And then when you made it, he was supposed to be the big guy. You were supposed to be the nothing thing. You turned out to be more important than he. As he snuck off in the middle of the night. Well, when he did, he left that gate open, and that's how some got in. But it's been closed now, closed for business. Don't worry about it now. It's all fixed.
A show or in a private session, that'd be Thursday or Saturday, you said lockdown Bob Rule, I think that's what you said, happens noon hour Monday, which would be four days ago.
That was midday. When it all went down. That's right.
What happened? Give us some details of what we would see that you're saying.
Well, okay. Most all of the countries have put in stay
national
where you
emergency.
Are, shelter where you are space. And now they've got teeth in it. Now they shut down all the beaches. Now they shut down. You can't go anywhere you want to go. Used to, some restaurants would have takeout, but they'd leave the other part open so they could decide. Now all those are closed. It's only takeout if they're opened at all.
Yeah.
So
okay,
that all was kicked in at 12 o'clock on Monday, and it was actually had a bigger input because it was supposed to be the United States, but it happened all around the world, actually.
Right, and
they're
that's
all
lockdown
shut down
Bob.
Now.
That's lockdown Bob Rule completed or begun with.
Yeah.
Your xenocracy
has even left the Yarmulke continent, but we fought you for that because when you did the holy orifices, you included all the wrong people. Everyone represented in the holy orifices are in this lockdown now, which then spreads to all the world that matters. The parts of the world that don't matter may not have much going on, okay? Fiji doesn't have anything going on.
What's
but everywhere
Fiji?
Else that's in Fiji.
Oh, Fiji. Yes. Yeah, Fiji.
They
okay.
don't got anything going on. They're a non sequitur, so it doesn't matter.
Right. But you, so, well, that's the point of Lockdown Bob Rule, was all the five quadrants will be locked down and irrelevant to the hexatic world. That's what I predicted. That's what I was advertising with the church.
And the hex advertisement now looks, and you go back through Nostradamus and the quatrains, when the wind blows and you look as far as you can see, and all you can see is the open ground, where you can't look at Fifth Avenue or you can't look at Times Square. Yep. Times Square, dead ass empty.
Yeah.
When have you ever seen that? 911 maybe for an afternoon, but never. Never. And it's completely shut down. It stopped the entire world economy. It's being built up right now, Bob. Who questions you now? They're scared of you with a fucking clap. These people are scared to death of you. They don't ask them, come on, Bob, you say all kind of crazy. They ain't saying that shit no more. Bob, when's it going to be over? How long do I got? Do I have enough shoes? How many shoes can I have? You think I can take three pair? No, four. No, I'm living out of my car now. I had to pack everything out, but I got out just in time. And we were laughing, saying, you wouldn't have had this problem if you'd have left a year ago. You wouldn't have had this problem. Yeah. But no, you decided to fucking wait and stay and sit there in your drivel, just like a dog returning to his vomit. And so now you have to leave in the night to get out before the lockdown happens. And now it's poor planning on your part. It's supposed to make an emergency on Bob's? We don't think so.
Right. So I've been building up. So when you say people are afraid, all types of people are afraid, not just
fear. Fear is a marvelous technique, Bob. You're doing great.
All right. Okay, so the question was, we locked down Bob Rule. So that got completed, and that was March 23rd. I don't like being in the 23rd quadrant. I like the 22nd. So any reason we should relax on the 23 nomenclature?
Well, no, you can do it any way you want to. That was Eastern Standard Time. There's lots of time zones, Bob, before, during, and after.
Yes, it was closer to the 22nd in my experience. As a matter of fact...
Well, if you did it from your time, it would be.
You're right. It was, noon hour New York time is my 6 o'clock in the morning, but I'm still up and experiencing the day of March 22nd, until I go to bed, it's still March 22nd. Yeah, okay,
that's
perfect.
Right.
But I always said there was a compromise between the 22 and the 23 gang, so that overlay, that ambiguity is appropriate, 22/23, for the 23-year celebration. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't overdo your social perception, if that's what you're trying to argue for.
And my social perception is the fact that I followed my lines and spaces and was right on target for 50 years.
Correct, and it stayed true to it. No, that the anomaly is that you've actually stayed with it.
Oh, yes. Nobody would have done that.
You remember,
nobody would have.
You couldn't remember where you are, but you can remember what you said 50 years ago. Isn't that amazing?
Most people, even Zappa, said, "You know more about me than I do." What he had said. I remember the quotes. Okay.
Well, he didn't know much about himself, damn Gale.
Right. Yes. So I have a different kind of memory. Similar to J.W., but his is more cluttered with daily things than mine. Correct?
No, it's called life. See, you don't engage life. He understands every Verblanc that's ever been made, which is a very important part, but you don't care. We don't even know what Verblanc is. It's just something a waiter uses to distract your people who are supposed to be listening to you.
Yeah, so Beefheart was right. His line, "I'm not even here. I just hang around for my friends." That's what I've been doing all these years.
Uh-huh. You have friends?
Occasionally they become friends for a while. And then the dark soul surfaces and they get scared.
Nice.
Okay.
At least it's for a good cause.
Yes. Now, why did hundreds...
Guess what, Bob? Guess what? Now New York City is the epicenter for the entire COVID-19 outbreak.
Because China doesn't have COVID-19?
No. there's more people died in New York than has in China.
Okay, so it's the death, it's the highest death toll right now. And what is the, why is these New Yorkers staying there? They don't believe it's going to happen to them.
They're not. They're throwing it all over the world. Now they're making it everywhere. They're out. If you go to Florida, you have to be quarantined for 14 days before you can get out amongst the people.
Right. So, and that applies to a lot of states or just Florida?
Mostly Florida, because that's where most of the New Yorkers can't go to Georgia, Bob. Georgia, they still have oak trees and real tight, real strong ropes.
Right.
They'll whoop a nigga in Georgia now. They ain't going to put up with too much of that. New York talking, talk trash talking, numb nut motherfuckers. God damn you, fuck you, god damn you. Say that in the old South. They'll chop your fucking head off. Yeah, they're going down to Florida. They don't hang around. That Queens chatter. You don't do that in Georgia.
Okay, so on the dirty Maui, not my Maui.
Yeah.
How many COVID-19 cases are there, and how many have died?
17,000, and it's about running about 8% dying.
Oh, 17,000 got it, and 8% died.
That's just starting. It's not begun. That's not really going good. It's just starting to take hold.
Yeah. In my Maui, how many cases are there?
None.
And none have died. So when yesterday was amazing.
But there ain't much left, Bob. I mean, just saying.
Other than what I'm experiencing, which is quite a wonderful place. And I walk, and there's nobody in the hotel.
Which is what we told you to start. You laugh. You like the Four Seasons. Nobody's going to be at the Four Seasons. Ah! Grand Wailea. There's not going to be anybody at the Grand Wailea. What? No. Ah! You can't even see the fucking background. Iron, you've lost your damn mind. You can't even see the sand for the people. They're thick as thieves. You can't even walk up and down the road. Excuse me, sir. Pardon me, man. Excuse me, sir. And now, we said, no, Bob, you're going to be strolling to the beach all by yourself and swimming in the beach, surfing all by yourself, you and the turtles, the sea turtles, and two not-hungry sharks.
I can be assured the sharks will not. They're afraid of me, right? They're afraid of me.
No, they're not afraid of you. You're just not their dinner.
All right.
No, you're fine, Bob. Listen, I'm going to tell you what it is. When you start getting into good stuff, the tech body starts kicking. It kicks a little. You're stirring things. You're stirring the electromagnetic energy. That's how that damn machine that you're talking on works. Mm. You understand?
Right.
That machine has superseded the tech body. They don't like it.
Excellent. Okay.
This call is not being recorded at McLean, Virginia.
And none of our calls are being recorded on this phone.
Correct. On this phone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's a huge thing. And they don't like that. That's why you can't actually speak freely.
Right. Everybody is being recorded.
Every call is recorded.
Yeah, and ours isn't. And they know we aren't because they know we're on the phone.
And notice that they're even acknowledging it, meaning like, well, it's Bob. We can't do anything. Well, it's Bob. Okay, well, we understand it's Bob. It's fine. They acknowledge that it's you, that there's nothing they can do. They know now. Because when they raise their hand up, we're going to chop their head off.
Watch. Can we play this on the show? Or is this
play
too much
it.
Bragging?
Say something. Say something. Yeah. Say something. Yeah, we don't say something. It's all good. Do what you do. Makes no difference if we're daring, however daring. But it doesn't matter because you're not bragging. You're just trying to say, Bob, you've been doing this for 100 fucking years.
Yes. Okay.
Well, you're not going to come in here and say, I've been ruling the world for 100 years and then offend somebody because you say you run something. We didn't say shit. You said it and said it and said it, and CKLN and the holy orifices are coming, going to come ring the bunghole, and the bungholy old is going to come through. And we're going to make something, we're going to make it word. Let me tell you about Medici and the theme song to Medici. We're going to make your word stand.
Excellent. Are there people
your words
when
game.
when you start saying these kind of things about me? Are there people on the chat line? They're not the regulars who say, "Oh fuck, you're going on about Bob again," and they leave. Do they get irritated by this kind of talk about me?
Where are they gonna go? Where are they
gonna go? Yeah, that's right. Okay, so we're the only people not being registered in the Echelon recording studio. When we're
right
on this phone.
Heather wants a man. Heather wants a man, and Dozen, Hope Ascension Juice comes out soon. I can't wait.
he's a dozen disciples. I guess he means he's a dozen disciples of Jesus. So he
Dozen.
Oh, that's spelled a bit differently. Okay. All right. Next question.
NBA, right. They're fixing to call you and ask you for money too.
Yeah.
You remember how Jack used to talk about the NBA like they were a god?
He used to talk about like they were this,
and we got to have a come up. And I've been talking to people, and they're important people, and they're blah, 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 and they're blah, blah, blah. Where are the motherfuckers now? Ain't got shit.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So will the $100 million contracted basketball players, will they lose their money? It will be cut off? Nobody can pay
them? Already said yes. Who's going to pay them not to play b-ball? China can't pay them. They can't even make antibiotics no more, Bob.
Yeah. So they're sitting home worrying. So a lot of people sit around with the most foreboding projection of their lives happening to them.
They're ruined. They're in their house. They don't know what they can't pay their mortgage if they had a mortgage. They can't pay their car payment if they have a car payment. They can't. Okay, here we go. This will let you know something. J.W. filled up the car with gas because he went to work today. J.W. filled the car with gas, and guess how much he paid for gasoline?
$1.50. $1.45. Ah, close. Bob Sankey. Yeah, very good. Yeah, which is nothing.
Heard of. In a second, 2 weeks ago, he was paying $2.50 and glad to get it.
And that's $2.50 a gallon or the total
gallon
cost?
No,
yeah, a gallon.
$2.50 a gallon. Now it's $1.45 a gallon. And there was no lines at the pump. He was shaking the car. He was shaking the car trying to get a little bit more in the tank. He's like, oh, my God, at this price, I want to shake. I need to go get the gas cans and get a little bit more. But he was astounded. Where normally it would take $30 or $40 to fill up the car, here it took $22. He was so astounded. Wow. It was $22. He took a picture of it. He took a picture of it so you could see, because you'd like the 22
right
aspect. But that's not the story.
No, here's
that's not the
point.
The
story. When he saw that, he said, "Praise Bob, I love this lockdown."
Praise Bob. Lockdown. That's right. No lines, no waiting, no problem. But then every restaurant is closed, and then he's going to hire somebody to come try to sell him a glass of water. So he misses the restaurant world. He'll be wasting away to nothing. Well, he likes to go eat and then be done because he didn't have to do anything. Just go eat. They clean it out. Yeah. They deal with it. Order what you want. Go. You don't have to deal. You know, you're done. You don't have to fiddle with you.
Yeah.
They clean it out.
They do it all. I never thought of it that way. I didn't know that's what it was for. Okay. So, but you were saying there was a point. Did you just give the point? You know, wasn't the
the point is the interaction has caused the demise. The people are done. 3.5 million people filed for unemployment insurance, Bob. They are not allowed to go to work. The malls, you remember when you and JW used to walk the malls? It's closed.
Wow.
It's closed.
Jeez.
Remember all the people sitting on their iPhone getting paid? They're not there anymore. They're at home playing on their iPhone and not getting paid for their non-job.
Okay.
But now you're going to give them a lot of money. You're giving them a lot of money. Yeah. You're going to save them. But that's we're going to see what they're going to do with it. When they, if your sales don't go through the roof, we know about your sales. If your sales don't go through the roof, God help them.
I just realized when I walk through, since Atlanta is a core part of the new economy of America back in the 80s, Atlanta got born, Bob walked through, and that was the funeral march. That was the Bob closing it down in July.
That's right. That's exactly right. Look up the Pick Rick restaurant, not now, but the Pick Rick Lester Maddox, the lieutenant governor of Georgia, owned the Pick Rick restaurant in the old underground Atlanta. And he also ended an era in Atlanta's history. And you walk through with the J.W. Dobbs Avenue. When you line that up, and we sat in that traffic, that unbearable traffic. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You were like, they were playing colored music, you know, melanated music
we were singing, having
fun, singing along, having fun, and you were just dying. It's like, how are we sitting here for hours and hours and hours? We've been 10 hours in the car, and we went 2 miles, 19 lanes of traffic, and we went 2 miles in 10 hours. You're like, JW, you can't live like this. We can't live like this. You can zoom through there, and there's not two cars on the entire expressway. It's like time, it's like taking a picture of Times Square and not a soul in Times Square. Not one.
That's my doing.
You don't see. That's your doing. You clean it up.
Yeah.
Everybody's in their FEMA cramps. That's going to get worse because here's the memo. Did we mention? This hasn't begun yet, Bob.
I know. So they might
begun
on my money for a few months, but then the next level happens. Whoop! Then the culling.
Then the culling. Because now the next thing is all they have is the tech body. Well, now the tech body has control of everything they hear, everything they see, everything they do. Yeah, we make fun of Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge doesn't put one thing on his site that we don't approve. Not one. Mm.
If he went to put something that you don't approve, it just won't register.
He types it, and it goes into his lane where he approves the print, but that's not what it says.
It doesn't say, he's misreading it. He's hallucinating on what it says. Yeah.
Well, it's just not it's not what's on. It's not what the tech body wants to be seen. And see, that's the reason we're so bawdy on the show and everything now. It's because we don't care. Say something. What you going to do?
Yeah.
You want to do things? Say something. Come on.
Does
really?
He notice it doesn't come out the way he typed it?
He's so fucking vain. He doesn't know he's not king of the world, Bob. He was taking everybody else's news and making news about news, which made the motherfucker famous in the first last place. He didn't even know.
Yeah.
He's so deluded, he didn't even know where he is, let alone that he's not the most important thing on planet Earth. Just ask him. He's kind of like you. He's a little full of himself these days, boss.
Okay. So the culling I had as a topic, well, we know what the culling is, so maybe that's been explained enough for now. So then talking to somebody, they said, listening to you about McLuhan, it looks like every technology that comes in, when radio came in, it causes the mass illness. So the early radio, the movie environment of 1918.
No. Stop. Wait one second. Just a minute. You can finish your words, wait one second. We want to stop so you don't get lost. It doesn't cause an illness. It causes an awakening. And that awakening makes humans question their veracity. Anytime you question a human's veracity, an awful, myriad plague or less thanness takes over, locks in. When you question someone's mortality, someone dies. You see, you're calling it into play. You know what bananas are, Bob?
Yes.
You know what? They don't get ripe until you put a ripe banana with it.
Mm. Okay.
Once you put a ripe one with it, then the whole thing will turn black and it'll be terrible and you can't eat it. It's rotten. The whole thing will be gone.
Right.
Now, but they'll stay green. They'll ship them from South America and stay on a boat for 6 years until they put a green one with it.
No, a black one.
Oh, I mean a ripe one, yes.
Yeah, ripe one, too. And then now you then watch it ripe rapidly, and you eat it before it gets to the black, rotten stage.
Correct. Or you make banana bread. Karen would make banana bread out of it, and she's very good at that kind of stuff. She is good.
So,
for not cooking for you, she does a lot of it.
What'd you say? She's not cooking
for
me. For
not cooking food for you, she's cooking a lot of it.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to eat dinner, you might as well have one when Carolyn's not cooking.
Yes, but see, I witnessed somebody cooking dinner. That was your bride. She cooks a lot.
Oh, Yeah. No, but she cooks food.
Yeah.
She's fatting your ass up, that's for sure.
Yeah, not your bride, JW's bride. Okay, so...
Yes. He sleeps with her, it's all right. Hey, she's ascending. She don't even know it, and she's ascending. It's all good.
Right.
She's ascending by injection. She's ascending by injection, Bob. It's good.
I get that. All right, so this statement, each technology causes illness, but you have to say it the way you said it. It causes awakening, which causes stress on people. Yeah, okay.
The stress becomes something that's an astringent. You know what that is? An astringent causes an astringent effect.
That's a medical
astringent
term.
Yeah, it is, but you use it in other forms too. But it's like an astringent. It's like a stripper. It's like a something that takes it away. It changes it so that it's not as prolific. Maybe that's the way to say it.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
So you're happy with it. We're good.
Right, so we're just talking. Oh, yeah. So did Finnegan's Wake try to show that process you just explained, technology and illness?
It does. It does.
Leopold
was lost, and he had to find something to be judged against something. And that's all he could find was the wake.
Leopold of Belgium.
Yeah.
And, you know, de Kerckhoff is from Belgium. So maybe there's a Leopold parallel there.
If he holds on tight, we're going to see if he holds on. We don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
All
maybe
right.
He'll kick. He's moving up the food chain because they normally start off ridiculous and then go downhill from there, these ridiculous sun socks that you drag home these days.
Yeah.
But he becomes very honorable. So we'll play with it. He has respect, and he's doing good.
Is he? And he's doing a little bit of homework this week in the interim.
He is, because it's engaged. There's nothing else going on in town, Bob.
Yeah.
And in land that he lives in, more people are dying there than anywhere else in the world. So it kind of brings a bit of morbidity to it all.
Yeah, he's going to stay home. You got no choice. Now the trucks that can say come by and say bring out your dead, those shots we saw a few days ago were in Italy, right?
They were. No, sorry. Those were in France. Italy. You didn't see them in Italy. Those were in France.
Are many countries other than France doing that? Army trucks saying, bring out your dead?
Oh, yeah. They want to touch the dead bodies that are riddled with corona. They don't want to touch them.
That's right. Any of the workers who were in the trucks and go pick up the bodies, any of them getting infected?
Yes.
Well, that's a drag that they have to do that. So,
somebody's going to die of something. Who wants to die?
Yeah, but are they
who
like
wants to die? Who wants to die of good life? You know?
Right. So see, they're doing their job, and it's a great sacrifice, people would think. But are they like soldiers before they go to collect? They're like nervous, like soldiers might be before a war, before a battle.
Yeah, and what they call, in 911, you had story after story after story of what they call first responders. Do you remember first responders, Bob?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now you got first responders. They have to tape up, lick up. Now they're wearing trash bags, the hefty trash bags, because they ain't got no garments, so they wrap it up in trash. And they said, New York officials are treating us like trash.
New York who are treating New Yorkers like trash?
The nurses are wearing trash bags, and they say the hospital system, the medical zeitgeist in New York City is treating us, the saviors of the medical field, like trash.
I've heard a few have run from homes and stuff, senior citizens. Are more and more hospital workers going to give up and get the hell out?
Well, they can't leave now, Bob. Can't go now. It's over. That part's done.
You can't drive over the New York State border?
Not now. It's over.
You could park near one of the, get nearby and walk through the woods, couldn't you?
No, don't get caught at it.
Oh, you seriously get sniped at?
Because, and it's not the New Yorkers. New Yorkers said, get the fuck out. No one wants to let you in. You catch a flight and go somewhere and go somewhere and go somewhere trying to get to Florida. You land and go, nope, you can't come here. You got to wait 14 days. You got to be quarantined at your expense.
If you walk into New York, you're saying people don't go. Some people want to go to New York State, and they're told if you do, you're quarantined.
No, if they sneak out of New York on a plane, a private plane, and you land in Florida, you can't stay in Florida. You have to be quarantined for 14 days somewhere that they approve.
Right. So there's global surveillance. They even got drones on me.
Yeah. But that's not too bad. We're glad about that. Because if they're that interested in you, they know where you are.
Yeah. Right. So I'm one of the few people on the planet not restricted by this situation. I get to do my routine that I always did.
Yeah.
So remember that TV show we watched it? The one guy, he could knock out the whole world, and he'd be awake, and he was walking around. And fast forward, they fucked up the plot because they showed him his map and what he was trying to do, and so everybody understood the mystery. He used to comment on that. Oh, the show screwed up. They shouldn't have shown the map that he was designing his efforts around. Remember that show? Fast forward or forward, forward or something.
No, fast forward. That's right.
Yeah, I'm that one guy that's awake.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Carolyn's here too.
But she's just cleaning up your mess, so that's fine.
But she can't go to the pool, so there is a bit of cramp on her.
All right.
But not me. All right, very good. So I guess the
function in you all by yourself. You wanted this by yourself. You killed the whole fucking world that was listening to you, and now everybody that's listening to you is dead. So play with yourself, Bob. I mean, you don't have to go to the graveyard.
I wanted it. This is what I wanted.
You're going to go setting up with the dead. Well, let's go see May. We're going to go visit May Brussels. So let's go to the graveyard and go see Baudrillard and see how he's doing. And let's go through. And Thomas Pynchon, let's go see what he thought about it. Yeah, we'll get through it.
Well, how is
there's lots of dead people.
He lived in New York. He did.
Lots of dead people you could play with.
Does Pynchon listen to us? He must listen to us. You know, he knows we're the good stuff, right?
It's a little glib. Even in, he's out avant-garde himself, but even
well, what's
you're
mean? We're
extreme.
Glib. You mean we're a bit too extreme, okay? Because they don't believe it's locked down Bob Rule, and that therefore they're not going to go with our
and
babies.
And yet they're living it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. But they may not be listening to hear us translate the present.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're still living it, and they know it.
Yeah. I mean, it's more than five people heard CKLN, Bob.
That's right. Where is Pinchin today? Is he in some particular place, or is he moving a lot?
New Hampshire.
All right. Now, he doesn't get that much money with his books. I don't think they sold as well
no.
the last few years.
Hell no. Yeah. Did you read them? They're stupid. They're ridiculous, Bob.
All right. You got that.
Unknown, unworked out. Yeah, it's there. It's silly.
Okay. We'll end with this. There's an article in Politico Magazine, you know, last Friday maybe. Coronavirus will change the world permanently. Here's how. So it goes through an inventory, so I wanted to check it off. First point, the personal
okay.
becomes the personal becomes dangerous. How would you comment on that?
I don't even know what that means. That doesn't make any sense. The personal becomes dangerous? The personal has always been dangerous.
Well, it's like you can't interacting with people, even friends, becomes a threat.
Right.
Your personal one-on-one relationship.
Well, that's always been that way, Bob. That's the risk. That was the story with your one-night stand story, how you pick up a trick and it's a one-night stand and you don't know. Well, we jokingly laugh and talk about barebacking at the whorehouse. You get what you get.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Like that,
Bob. Okay. I got that. Point two.
That's not unusual.
All right. A new kind of patriotism.
We don't even know what that means. There is no patriotism now, so how can you have a new one? They're only loyal to what pays them or gets them off. If it doesn't either pay them money or give them an orgasm, they're not faithful to it now. We laughingly joked and said that why don't you sell the Constitution of the United States of America to Mexico? You'd say, Ion, why would you say that? I'm like, well, y'all not using it.
Y'all
ain't using it. Why not sell it to them? Okay, next point.
A decline in polarization.
Kodachrome is gone, Bob. You know what Kodachrome is?
That was the photograph process that Paul Simon sang about?
It was a film, 35-millimeter film. It was a type that captured color in a new way. It's gone. So now ask your question or make your statement again and let us speak to it.
A decline in polarization?
Got it. The color's all been bleached out, Bob. There's no more Kodachrome to capture it, so it's lost. What you know now has been replaced with 4G, 8G, high def. People, the ugly people or even the pretty people, wear 10 pounds of pancake makeup just so they can have some color in their cheeks. It's all black and white, Bob. They have to pump, superimpose condition to make them look almost human.
All right. The next one. A return to faith in serious experts.
There is no faith. It's self-image and the questioning of it. Faith
and
the self-image and the questioning of it.
Yes, you don't
Why
gauge
is this happening? Why is this happening to me?
Yeah, you don't engage faith when listening to experts in the media.
Yeah, it becomes a double whammy. You're lost, you're a mess, and then you have to die.
Good. Right, so experts are actually declining in impact.
And Cuomo said that the death toll jumped 100 in 24 hours on Thursday.
Yes. Is he panicking?
Adding that experts expect the number to increase as critically ill patients who've been on ventilators for several days succumb to the illness.
You're saying the ventilators don't work?
They don't help. They just drag it off. 37,258 about to die.
Right, but are these over the next 2 months or 1 week?
We'll let you know once it starts, Bob.
Okay, so then, is that your total for New York?
No. Well, that's just the beginning. Those will become daily clicks. Okay, so is Cuomo in terror?
No, he's trying to become president of the United States when they bump off jokey Joe Biden.
Right, that Biden is not going to make it. So there are.
He's not even. He can't even have a conversation. He can't even have a conversation in his staged living room on a recorded loop, and can't even make a conditional response in his whole place at all. It's the craziest thing ever.
Right. So Cuomo, he's the only one allowed on the media. He has a role in New York City at the Ground Zero. So he is the only one who can campaign.
He's campaigning. He gets an hour. He gets more time than the president of the United States of America all over everywhere.
That's right. I'm saying he realized, they all looked around and said, holy shit, he's the guy who gets the campaign. We got to get behind him. That's what the Democrats decided.
Mm-hmm.
But it still will be a broker. First of all, there may not be an election, though I did see they're starting to prepare the tech body structure for people to vote digitally or from home. Is that means the election could happen?
No, still no.
It
won't
still
matter.
Too much stuff. Yeah, when everybody's dying, they're not going to care about the fucking election, right?
Right. Or they do, they're going to put your thumb on the looky box.
Yeah, they're going to do that. What about it? That's still voting.
Well, if... No. If you're voting through the tech body, you don't need to count the votes. We can count them right now.
Okay. It's like
Trump lost the election, but he won. Trump lost the election, but he won the battle for the. He's your new vice. He's our 45th and 46th president.
It's Viceroy.
And our first Viceroy. The first Viceroy.
Yeah.
Hello, Viceroy Trump. Welcome to your White House.
Yeah, we're going to tear this bitch down. We got to build something nice. This is terrible.
Yes, so it's all part of lockdown Bob rule. So it's going to be many will vote, few will be registered. Or tagged.
Well, it's like they say in Chicago, vote soon, vote today, vote often.
Vote often. Okay, the next... syndrome, less individualism.
You have none now. Everybody's having to be individual on their own. The university is gone, Bob. You destroyed all of academia in one fucking day. Unbelievable. You think those people are going to go back? They're going to go back to do this when they can do whatever they're doing online and they get the piece of paper that says there's something? They didn't learn anything, but now what happened? The throws, the handles, the gripping, ripping, guiding position that sets them in a position where they have to be little boxes made of ticky-tack, and they're all just the same. That's been broken forever, Bob. You go to the doctor now, Bob, and you do it on the telephone. They do it on Zoom. You go to the doctor, and they'll write you a prescription, give you dope, send you dope, give you dope, whatever you want, fix you up. You don't go nowhere. Why the fuck are you going to kill yourself and go to a death house to get see the doctor when they can doctor you right there on the telephone? You're not, fuck you. I'll do the teledoctor. Give me the teletubby.
Is this the structure?
The
is this the, everybody in their little digital cell, is that the structure of our new, the ground, the foundation of our new civilization? Is that what we're building from?
Tech body seems to like it.
That's you. So,
That's why we're so baldy. That's why we're talking shit.
Yeah.
That's how we can get away with it. That's why we dare somebody step up, say something, say something.
Do you want to
we
be
say,
smoked?
Come on.
You put out
come on,
murder contracts.
Come into my parlor.
Come into my
you put out murder contracts right there on the show.
Why not?
They'd be crying and bitching about something, and they would say, well, you want us to kill him? Oh, no. Well, then shut the fuck up. You don't want us to kill him. Shut up. Why are you talking? You love him. Go fuck him. Don't be talking to us about what's wrong with him. Go fuck him and straighten it out if that's what you're going to do. Quit crying. All this crying of something that you can't fix. You did it. You run it off. You run off. He's got the, you the baby mama. He got the baby. You got, didn't get the money. He got the gold mine. You got the shaft. Okay, good. Work it out. Call yourself a day. We'll take it. You can inherit. Did you have the life insurance in place? You can always sell it early with Coventry Direct, Bob.
Okay, so so it sounds like I'll be one of the few people walking around, and everybody's in their little cell, and Bob will be mobile and free to go wherever he wants. That would be the new kingship.
Well, as long as he only wants to go to Polo Beach and back, yeah.
Well, that's all I do. That's all I ever want to do. That's all.
Okay. Well, then you win.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're gonna drain the pond. We're gonna drain the cement pond for Carolyn, because that's not fair, Bob.
Right. Okay. Well, why drain it? She can't use a drained swamp, a pond. Why do that?
No, but if we refill, we just refill it when she goes. Makes it easier.
Ah, refill it for when she goes. Okay. So
then drain it.
Now, we could have our private planes coming in and out right now or not yet?
Oh, yeah. They do. That's no problem. We can get you. When it's time to go, Bob, we'll get you out of there. If they tell you to get on the ground, get on the fucking ground. That's all you need to know.
So you can fly into Maui in a private plane and not have to go in quarantine?
Yep. Nope.
Oh, okay. It's only in Florida.
Get you right out. No.
All
there's
right.
A lot of places, but it doesn't apply to you.
Yeah, a lot of places you can't do that. Okay, good. Religious
can.
Worship.
You're good.
Yeah. Religious worship will look different.
There isn't any now. Everybody's going to church online.
All right.
You can't go to church no more. Now you're watching online. Take body.
All right. New forms
so
of
now,
reform.
Now it may just be straight Vestal. You may have to have a little church going to church. There'd be no George Beverly Shea, Bob. Ain't no more Billy Graham. He's dead. Franklin Graham's trying to get people saved, but we may just do it straight Vestal. Have a Vestal apocalypse. That'd be fun.
Yeah, more Bob's reality that everybody's forced to experience.
Hey, we can even play some colored music. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, yes, the Impressions.
Rosetta Tharpe. You like her.
Yes, no, you're right. Yes, Sister Tharpe, yeah. New forms of reform. New forms of reform.
That is the reform. The Reform Party is representing the change. Everything has changed. Now they're going to reform the reform. it's like the non-denominationalists, the people who didn't like the denomination. So many people joined the non-denominational church that
it became
its own denomination.
Yeah, I got that.
The reformed reformers. The reformed reformers.
Yep. Regulatory barriers to online tools will fall.
We don't know about that. We'll let you know how that goes.
Okay.
Some people are going to do great. Some people not so much, Bob.
Okay. A healthier digital lifestyle. Not sure what that means, but a healthier
digital
lifestyle.
Yeah, the digital lifestyle we have in mind is going to be very pervasive. Yeah.
It may not be healthy.
We don't know what that means.
Right.
Ain't nothing healthy for a little man, Bob. It's only ascension. Everything else is death, darling.
Yeah. So, a boon to virtual reality. I think you're saying that.
Oh, yes. Yes, we love that. That's great, Bob. Yeah, we're going to put the virtual in the virtual reality. You'll see.
All right.
That's
so is it going to be a boon to virtual reality? No?
We'll see.
So far, they're saying they can see it moving. Life moves into your little digital cell. That's coming.
Yeah.
But they don't see it clearly. They still see chemical bodies, sacred things like worship and education and reform. It still happens.
Yes, we'll control all those. We'll control all those.
But they think that
you won't go to church. We'll take you to Hoosier. We'll take you to Hoosier's church. We could worship in the bedroom. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, the rise of telemedicine.
What? Well, it's already here. That's why yes. You do it now.
Right, but I think they're missing out the new medicine of ascension that Carolyn and I bring in. They don't see that coming.
Maybe.
Maybe they don't see it?
Maybe. I don't know.
But there will be just telemedicine, whatever people think that is, or what the regular drug consumption will be, will continue telephonically.
It'll be telephonically. But if there's any drugs, who's making drugs?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh,
so
They just posted it. Now everything is a do not resuscitate. It's all done. Now, if you got it, everybody has a do not resuscitate order. You automatically have a do not resuscitate. So if it happens, you're dead. They can't bring you back. You're done.
And they have been trying using technology to bring people back. That's stopping.
Yeah, of course. Cuomo says, we got to keep everybody alive. We got to keep them alive so they can vote for me for president.
Yeah. so they're saying much. If you start to go unconscious, you don't help
them. You're done. No, you
right.
don't save them. You don't resuscitate them.
Right. And so that's why?
Because you can't help them no way, and there's 10 more people fighting to get the vent that you're on. So they're going to take ventilator that you just died on and put it on somebody else.
and then they'll fail.
If there's anybody left, if there's any nurses left to put the new vent on you, that's the rest of the story.
Right. Is there anybody surviving in the hospitals?
Oh, yeah, lots of people. Ain't nobody in the hospital but Peroni people. Everybody else has been sent home.
I know, but do they survive, some people in the hospital?
Yeah.
From the,
they do. So far, yeah. It's limited. They do better at home. But yeah.
So what administrator is like looking at this scenario and says, holy shit, this is the end times and all that, the cliches come up. Who is Fauci looking at it that way? Or is he deluded, think it's going to fade in 3 weeks and we'll be back to normal?
Well, we'll let you know once it starts.
Is Trump keeping us cool?
Trump is a little concerned. He's waiting to see how you handle this week's show. Really big shoe.
Right. And what about Ivanka and Melania? How are they taking it?
They're glad they have your product.
Aha. And Trump
is going
to
play this. So we're going to play this, so don't get too carried away talking shit.
We can play this part. Okay.
But if you keep talking shit, you can't. But right now, okay.
Yeah, there'll be editing. There'll be serious editing here and there. Okay, so very good session there, Ion. You prepared well
Bill
for the
Ackman.
Show.
Bill Ackman. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Bill Ackman, Ackman. I think I saw that name somewhere in the news. Bill
Pershing
Ackman.
Square, your little... Pershing Square, your little buddy.
Let me see. Before we go, maybe I could quickly... I know the bottom. An American investor, hedge fund manager. Oh, is he the guy who made the huge $1 billion or something? I just saw him earlier today. Yeah, he's the rookie of the year. So now he's immediately on TV being interviewed. And what is he saying? Shut down the economy.
He's betting on coronavirus being very deadly.
And he says that?
Curfews, closures, and lockdowns. Yep.
Has he been listening to us?
Yes. How do you think he got the fucking money, Bob?
Yeah, he's helping my bank account.
We're not being mean. Somebody's got to make it.
Yeah, he don't
making
care
money
for
gets,
me.
You don't care who gets the deposits. He makes the deposits as long as they make it. What do you care?
Yeah. All right. I knew I recognized that name. I just read about him just before the session started. It was my last update, last alert.
Nice. We had to, Brad, we got you there, Bob. Did you nut a little bit? We got to make sure you come a little bit. It makes it work better.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to hold you back.
Good.
We have to milk you. We have to milk you until Saturday when you can get some more, Bob. You know, you get all by yourself. We have to milk you to make sure you don't get backed up. Remember when you used to do that for JW?
Yeah. What did I do? Wait a minute. What did I do for JW? You get backed up?
No. You had to milk JW because if he didn't have us flowing through, he was all disheveled. He was all disheveled. So now.
Yeah.
So now we have to milk you, Bob.
I have to be milked.
You have to be milked. Since you got the big dick syndrome, we have to milk you until Saturday so you can start a game.
Yes, that's what, just for the listeners, in 2009 when we started, JW had to be have a session like every day almost. It was just building up too much in him. And he wanted that constant orgasm.
Very wonderful.
All
and
right.
Now Bob gets to enjoy them. Happy days, boss. You're doing
right.
good. You're doing better than you were yesterday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Lots of gratitude for all those involved.
Happy days.
Happy days. All right. Thank you.